Zero Goes to Hell, a Mad Originals production. Written and compiled by WormMad.
Hello there. It's almost time for our feature presentation. But first, let me describe this narrative, if I may. In this world of ours, there is no heaven. There are but three realms only: Earth, space, and hell. Now when an animal dies on Earth, he or she goes to hell. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking,
I don't want to go to hell. I've been a good person. I gave money to that orphanage down the road. I cleaned out old Mrs. Jenkins' fishbowl. Why the heck should I suffer an eternal damnation at the hands of some horned beast with a Napoleon complex?
Firstly, shut up. Secondly, it's not that kind of hell, you ninny. Many of you Earthlings probably think it's all doom and gloom down there. Bah! If that's the case, then how come I'm sitting here in a jacuzzi? Now hell is split into different dimensions, each providing its inhabitants with a different sort of reality. When you die, you go to one of them. Or, if you haven't got enough soul points and cannot afford accommodation, then you can haunt the living. It's as simple as that. But it's not just a bunch of fuddy-duddy dead people down here. No, because hell is also the home of a great deal of supernatural beings, ranging from the benevolent, the evil, and the downright rude. It's quite literally a spiritual breeding ground for the paranormal and the weird. Not a safe place for a living mortal, then. After all, supernatural living creatures don't always take too kindly to humans, even if they are dead. So putting a living human in close proximity with them is a foolish venture. But what if a living mortal was to visit hell? And not just an ordinary human, but the one living mortal that all supernatural beings fear. Yes, I'm talking about 072. He used to hang around with a load of guys in a pub until he realized his calling light, and after much hardship, took on his role as a vampire slayer extraordinaire. Of course, he also slays other things, such as any evil supernatural creature that crosses his path, and mosquitoes. Anyway, imagine the repercussions when a man such as this decides to go down among those who fear him. Come with me now, as we look back in time to last Friday night, when Zero decided to journey upon one of the greatest adventures of his life.
Oi, who goes there?
072.
Is this supposed to mean something to me?
I have a letter.
Well, give it here, then. Let's see. Dear 072, you are hereby invited to my very first housewarming. I may be dead, but I'm allowed one living guest to this event and thought you might want to come. From your old pal, Mental Angelus, deceased. Dead people sending you messages? Where is this party, anyway? The morgue?
Not exactly. Actually, it's in hell.
When it said housewarming, I didn't think it meant literally.
Actually, I've heard it's pretty cold in hell. Lousy central heating.
You expect me to believe all this?
Why else would you be guarding a public toilet?
Good point. Okay, what's the password?
Free fudge for all.
Come on in, then.
But this isn't a WC at all.
Observant, aren't you?
It's an elevator.
You can't get to hell through the sewer system, boy. Of course it's a lift. Hold on, I've just got to get out of this fake body.
My God, you're a demon!
Well, of course I'm a demon. We're not going to trust an important job like man in the lift to a human, are we?
I guess not.
Anyway, name's Repo, and I'll be your guide as far as your friend's house. I'll just log the Hell Dimension number into the controls and away we go.
What's the deal with all this Hell Dimension stuff anyway? How many of them are there?
I'm glad you asked, kiddo. I'm glad you asked. Ooh. Now, how many hell dimensions, I hear you ask? You want to know what they're called, what they're like, am I right? Well, sir, I'll tell you something about these hell dimensions, and I'll tell you it for free. Just listen up now. You listen to me.
Hell dimension number one.
A place of fire, brimstone, sun.
Hell dimension number two.
Luxury fish ponds make it blue.
Hell dimension number three.
It's all a big conspiracy.
Hell dimension number four.
The one with all the magic doors.
Hell dimension number five.
A place where fish lemurs come alive.
Hell dimension number six.
Actually, it does not exist.
Hell dimension 007.
For James Bond lookalikes, this is heaven.
Hell dimension number 7.
Creatures moan and hate to rhyme.
Hell dimension number 8.
Orange bungalows, I can't wait.
Hell dimension number 9.
Out of space, out of time.
Hell dimension number 10.
The ruler is a giant hen.
Hell dimension number 11.
Pretty mysterious, looks like Devon.
There's only 11 hell dimensions. Some say there are more. Those 11 hell dimensions, not divisible by 4.
Cha 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 cha. Any other questions?
Good God, no.
I do take requests.
I said no, damn it.
Almost there now, Slayer.
Good.
Ah, here we are. Get out.
Wow. This guy's very gold.
It always is in Hell Dimension number 10.
Hey, isn't this a giant hen one?
Shush. He's very sensitive about his weight.
You brought it up. It's not my... Wait a minute. He? Can't be a hen if it's he.
Shush. I say he's a hen.
And I say he's a cock.
Did you just call me a cock?
Yes. Wait. You're the giant chicken guy.
I am Penmaster, demonic lord of Hell Dimension number 10. Now why are you calling me a cock?
Because you're not a hen, you're a great big cock. Oh. Oh, you think I mean... No, no, not that type of cock. No, no, no. You see...
I have never been so insulted in all my lives. How dare you call me the great lord of this domain by the same name as a cheap and tasteless beverage?
Huh?
Cock is a very popular fizzy drink here. There's also diet cock and strawberry cock. Extreme cock, now with even more sugar, comes out next month.
Oh. All right. Sorry if I offended you, my lord. It was a foolish misunderstanding on my part.
Indeed it was, boy. Indeed it was.
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Very well, Slayer. Ask your question. It will be your last.
You're going to kill me after you've answered it?
What? No. I'm just not going to answer any more questions after you've answered it. That wasn't it just now, was it?
No.
Okay, then. What is it?
I was just wondering. If you're a demonic hell chicken that rules over an entire dimension, why do you sound like some guy from up north?
Lots of hell dimensions have a north.
Ah, okay.
Now, your question has been asked, and my duties are finished. I think I'll fly home for the winter. You may go about your business, Slayer. Be warned. For wherever you go, on hell or on earth, you can never escape from the headmaster of, Girth?
That was terrible.
Oh, just cluck off, will you? Bloody mortals. Always create me trouble with their rhetorical devices and such like. Well, if I had my way...
Yikes, that was the second scariest demon chicken I've ever seen.
Oh, he's not so bad. In fact, I think he likes you. this is Mental Angelus's house. Have fun, and I'll see you on the return trip.
See you around, Reap Man. Guess I'd better join the party.
Zero, it's so good to see you.
Hey, Angelus.
How are you, man? The party's almost started.
I like the banner, but why is housewarming spelled house warning?
It was Muffin's idea, that.
Muffin the mule?
Nah, man. Muffin the dyslexic accountant ghoul. What would a horse be doing at a housewarming party?
The backstroke.
Wait, that doesn't even make sense.
I know.
Here, this lad over here is called Future Warm. He's a cutlery demon.
Word.
Any particular word?
They're all good.
So, what does a cutlery demon do exactly?
Eats cutlery.
Right. So how did you meet Metal Angelus?
When Angelus was alive and running that supernatural detective agency thing of his, he had a client who was having a problem with me eating his kitchen utensils. Metal Angelus told me not to eat any more of his client's cutlery, so I didn't. Anyway, Angelus gave me some forks to say thank you, and we've been friends ever since. I'd eaten most of that first guy's cutlery anyway.
Happy days. If only I could turn back the wings of time. But alas, the days of my life are all behind us, and the days of my death are right here, right now.
How come you managed to get a place here anyway, Angelus? You told me house prices were too high down here.
But I earned some soul points for all those times I helped you out.
I don't recall any actual help.
Nah, shut up.
You were always the best. Always the best, Angelus.
Wait, nah, You was the best.
No, you were the best.
You're both the best.
Well, it's been fun, guys, but I gotta go.
Don't you glow. The party just got started.
Sorry. Gotta go.
Wait, come back any rhyme.
Time.
Any rhyme time, 027.
Tool Pipsky.
I love pretending to be drunk.
Wait, who's pretending?
Hold on. Walking back home. On my own. In the middle of the night, with every single supernatural critter out there wants me dead. I may be drunk, but I'm not stupid.
We are Izio's back. Get in.
I can hardly contain my excitement.
Really?
Oh yes, I'm overjoyed to be surrounded by drunks when I myself haven't touched a drop. This has got to be the high point of my life.
Away. Group hug.
I feel like it's been run over by a 10-ton truck.
Yeah, sorry about that. We were trying to see how hard your head was after you'd gone to sleep. We managed to withstand fire, water, and being run over by a 10-ton truck.
Well, thanks a lot for that.
No problem, man. Anyway, do you want some bacon or something?
Bacon?
Wait, it's like bacon. Only made from old bicycle tires.
No, thanks. I'll just have a drink of orange and be on my way.
Suit yourself. I'll give the rest of the break on the Future Warm, then.
Hurrah!
One question, though, before I leave. If you're a ghost, then how come you're able to consume alcohol?
Well, we've both got something in common.
What's that?
We're both spirits!
No, okay, now I really must be going.
I'll see you around.
Goodbye, and thanks for all the breaking. Thank Hen for that. I thought he'd never leave.
I'm still here.
What? But I heard the door close.
It was one of the other guests closing a door upstairs.
Well, that's inconsiderate of them.
Anyway, I really am going now. Bye.
Is he really gone now?
I didn't see him anywhere. Of course, he could be hiding under that table.
Why would he want to do that?
We are diviner.
Ah, so the Slayer has returned from his trip to hell unscathed.
Pretty much, Repo, pretty much.
Glad to hear it. Oh, by the way, Henmaster was planning to bombard you with succubus eggs. But he got bored and decided to play on his Game Boy Advance instead.
Good thing that. Because those succubus eggs are no yolk!
There's plenty of yolk in succubus eggs.
Just take me home, Repo.
Okay, you're the boss. But while we ascend to the surface, I'll give you a little rendition of my latest song.
Please, God, no.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. 0 went to hell. He went to hell. Went to hell. 0 went to hell. Yes, he did.
Please stop.
0 went to hell. Could have gone to Spain. But 0 went to hell for his trip. La la la. That was a Mad Originals production for Team 17 fans across the globe. Old School Crazy played the Chainsmoking Demon, Wormad played Repo, Pulled Up Power played Henmaster, Bitong Asner played Metal Angelus, Future Worm and 072 played themselves.